The professor woke up in the park near Dr. Applebaum's house. He still didn't know where he was or what year it was. He heard a fire alarm and saw a fire engine drive past him. The streets and the cars looked familiar. He was back in London.
Could I finally be home?
He asked himself. He walked towards Dr. Applebaum's house, but his excitement soon turned to fear. The fire brigade was outside the house, and there was a huge blazing fire burning inside. Dr. Applebaum was being taken out on a stretcher. The doctor was barely conscious, but he was able to ask if James had brought anything back with him from the past. James suddenly remembered the charm given to him by Ula. He took it out of his pocket and showed it to the doctor, who smiled weakly and then lost consciousness. The ambulance took him away, leaving James standing alone, holding the charm. As he stood watching the doctor's house burn, James's wife, Mary, came running down the street. She threw her arms around him and told him how worried she had been about him when he hadn't come home after his lecture. Then she had thought he might be at Dr. Applebaum's house, which was on fire. She was afraid something had happened to him. As Mary stood back, she saw the charm in her husband's hand and smiled. James glanced at it and said that a lot had happened to him that day. He thought of telling her the whole story, but then decided that it would be better to wait until they got home. Mary put her arms around his shoulders, kissed him and said,
"Happy anniversary, darling."
James's face reddened. He had forgotten that it was the day of their 20th wedding anniversary. As they walked home, Mary told him that she had found the charm in an antique shop. The saleswoman there had told her it was an authentic Viking artifact. And as she knew how much her husband loved the history of the Vikings, she had bought it. She explained that she had put it in his pocket, hoping that he would find it during the day. James smiled and told her it was the perfect anniversary present. But quietly he wondered,
"What about Ula?"
Dr. Applebaum died. His house and his laboratory had been destroyed in the fire. So James never found out exactly how he had travelled through time, or if, in fact, he had. He began to think that it had all been just a dream. The places he thought he had visited were all places whose history he had studied. Perhaps it was all in his mind. But how had he got to the park? Why had the doctor asked him if he'd brought anything back? Suddenly, he remembered his notebook. He looked for it in his coat pocket, but it was gone.